This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
We've reconnected.
Well, good morning to you, John. I'm so glad to be reconnected to you and so glad to be talking to you across the many miles.
And the Holy Father's theme today is one that's very appropriate with a change in administrations here in the United States and a little uneasiness where the Holy Father is talking about Christian unity.
That's right. In fact, we are in the midst of the week for Christian unity, and the theme of this year's week is Abide in My Love and You Shall Bear Much Fruit. So that was the general theme of the conversation today in the Apostolic Library. And Pope Francis said that the fruit of unity can be achieved only with the grace of prayer. And so he encouraged all of the faithful to join in prayer, especially throughout this week. He said it can't be done with a force of will, and that's because Jesus didn't command his disciples to be united, but instead he prayed that they might be united. Now, he said that the lack of unity is already an experience that every human being has. We have our own internal divisions through what he called internal conflict. And that is the person's desire to do good, but that inclination toward evil. So that difficulty of internal conflict can only be solved, he said, by asking God for the gifts of peace and reconciliation and unity. And it's a similar way that he asked all the faithful to pray during this week of Christian unity. He looked at the book of John, chapter 17, verse 21, those words of Christ before his passion, that they may all be one. And he asked all to reflect on the question, how often do I pray for Christian unity? Because he said this should be a priority for all Christians, that the world will only believe in Christ if Christians bear witness to the love that unites all Christians. He said that this is something that should actually start at home and start at work by using the tools of prayer and love to overcome discord, to overcome that discord that the devil sows by magnifying other people's defects or mistakes, or by exploiting people's weaknesses, by encouraging criticism or division. Instead, he said, praying means to actually fight for unity, and through that, reconciliation can be created. So he said that the way of Christ is to see others as brothers or sisters who should always be loved. And he asked all of the faithful to pray for unity and especially to pray for people of other Christian denominations, John.
And speaking of prayer, last night, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool in Washington, D.C. They honored those who have lost their lives to the pandemic. Here's Vice President-elect Kamala Harris.
My abiding hope, my abiding prayer is that we emerge from this ordeal with a new wisdom to cherish simple moments, to imagine new possibilities, and to open our hearts just a little bit more to one another.
That was last night in Washington, D.C., and I know the Holy Father is asking that all of Italy pray a rosary tonight.
Yes, he sure is. In fact, tonight at 9 p.m., the entire country is encouraged to join in to pray, especially for an end to the virus and for the recovery of Italy, which is now in its worst economic crisis since the Second World War. And this is going to be aired on TV 2000. So this is a network that reaches the entire country, and all are asked to join in tonight. So that will be at 9 p.m. our time, which is 2 p.m. Eastern time. It's 1 p.m. Central. So, of course, all are asked to join in that. It's going to be from the beautiful Cathedral of St. Zeno, which is in Pistoia. And one of the most outstanding features of that gorgeous cathedral is the altar of St. James. And it's actually an altar of silver. It was begun way back in 1287, and there's 628 beautiful silver figures, it weighs nearly a ton. So this will be featured too in as we have the opportunity to pray together for this intention today, John.
We see solutions here in the United States with the vaccine being rolled out in the first 100 days in office. President-elect Biden is promising 100 million doses of the vaccine, but at the same time, we're seeing the numbers of those affected by the coronavirus skyrocketing here in the United States. What's the status of the virus now in Italy?
Right. Well, in the meantime, testing, there's massive testing that's happening right now. Fortunately, it's only 0.5% of those who have tested positive who are currently in the hospital or having to seek treatment. There are about 500,000 active cases. So that's what are considered infected patients, but nearly all of those, except for about 2,400, nearly all of those are in what's considered mild conditions, so they will not need any kind of hospitalization. But the vaccine is being delivered throughout the country and also in the Vatican, and so we just are taking one day at a time over here.
Yeah, just taking one day at a time, what you have to do. Ashley Nerona, live from Rome this morning with Pope's General Weekly Audience. And also, this is a very rich time in the church calendar. St. Sebastian, St. Agnes. We've got the conversion of St. Paul the Apostle coming up next week. St. Francis de Sales. There's so much going on.
Well, and leave it to the Italians to find wonderful ways to celebrate all of these fantastic saints, John. Today for the feast of Saint Sebastian, you know, he is the patron of police. And so there are masses all over this country today to especially celebrate police officials and in honor of the great Saint Sebastian. In fact, in Ferrara, Italy, they have their annual awards ceremony for all of their police officials. In Malnate, which is in Lombardy, they had a flag-raising ceremony this morning, especially to commemorate this day. And in Syracuse, they're doing a live streaming of a beautiful altar, which bears a gorgeous statue of Saint Sebastian there. Of course, it was tied to a post there with arrows piercing his body. And this would be a day when the people of Syracuse would go in person ordinarily to pray at that altar. But this is how they've managed to accommodate. And here in Rome, where he is entombed, there would have been masses at the catacombs of Saint Sebastian. But over in a place called Montefano, this is great, John. They are keeping a tradition that hasn't been broken for nearly 460 years. You see, back in 1529, there was a terrible famine in that area, and the citizens of Montefano got together and they prayed especially for the intercession of Saint Sebastian. Well, when they received relief, they knew that it was due to the great saint's prayers. And so since then, on this day, they have baked what is called Saint Sebastian's bread. And it's given to all of the citizens of this little town. Now, usually, what they do is they hand make these beautiful wicker baskets, and people come and they can take their bread. But of course, that had to change a little bit this year. And they have created various bread pickup locations. They've placed the bread inside of these individual paper bags. But indeed, this is a town that knew that they did not want to break this tradition. And they were going to find a way that they could keep it and still honor the great saint. In fact, they're so serious about this tradition that there is in the line item of the budget of the town of Montefano, there's a line item for the purchase of flour every year that's necessary just for this bread making today.
What does the bread taste like? What is it like? Have you had Saint Sebastian bread?
I haven't. I would love to try that one day. But yeah, maybe we'll have to make a trip to Montefano when things open up, because that certainly would be a wonderful, wonderful way to commemorate Saint Sebastian. I love the richness of Italian celebrations of saints. They certainly commemorate these great heroes of our faith in their daily lives. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. And tomorrow, for the Feast of Saint Agnes that you mentioned, John, tomorrow is the day that Pope Francis will ordinarily honor that tradition of blessing the little lambs, whose wool will then be used to make the stoles that will be worn by the Metropolitan Archbishops. Those are known as the paglia. Sure. And in the meantime, though over in Varese, which is also in Lombardy, they're having a special evening mass to honor the Virgin Martyr Agnes. And after that, all of the faithful will gather in the church piazza. Now, traditionally, what they would do in a non-COVID year is they would create a big bonfire of sorts. They burn this huge paper flounder in honor of the martyrs. And then simultaneously, they do a fish boil. They have a gigantic cauldron and they do a flounder boil. But in order to go with the COVID rules of this year, instead what they're doing is they're pre-preparing the food, they're putting them in individual packets and trays so that people can come pick them up. One thing also that we'll be missing is that the faithful usually bring with them these tin bowls. And it's tradition that once you're served your flounder from the big fish boil, they actually have a stamp that they pound into the metal of the bowl. And then you can remember that for every year, you know, for however many years, wow, you have come and you have celebrated the Feast of Saint Agnes. And all of this ends with a holy mass, especially for the souls of the faithful departed. Wow. So just a reminder that we have all these great saints on our side. So let's ask for their prayers, John.
For those of you listening to Relevant Radio this morning in your kitchen, you may be standing there with the refrigerator door open saying, what am I going to have for breakfast? There you go. Just boil some flounder. That's the Catholic breakfast of champions. There with Ashley Nerona live from Rome. Ashley is our Vatican correspondent. Ashley and her husband, John, have created the Truth and Beauty Project. You can find that at truthandbeautyproject.com. It provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. You can do that virtually. Visit Rome and also develop your theological formation at truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, thank you. God bless.
Oh, God bless you. Great to be with you today.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.